From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA declared 8 Georgia counties as disaster areas as a result of wind and freeze events in March. Georgia Farm Bureau reports this natural disaster designation allows USDA's Farm Service Agency to extend much-needed credit to producers recovering from natural disasters through emergency loans. The loans can be used to meet various recovery needs, including the replacement of essential items like equipment or livestock, reorganization of farming operations, or refinancing of debts. It appears Argentina won't be able to capitalize on the interruption of wheat supplies from the Black Sea, according to the AgriCensus, a London-based price reporting agency. The agency says weather, inflation, and political uncertainty all combined to be detrimental to wheat exports for the nation. Argentine farmers face dry conditions with the second consecutive La Niña and worries of a third consecutive event. The USDA extended the comment deadline regarding its access to fertilizer, competition, and supply chain concerns. Published in the Federal Register in March, the previous deadlines for comments were May 16th and June 15th. USDA has now extended the comment deadline another month to July 15th. Andy Green, USDA's senior advisor for fair and competitive markets, says the new deadline allows commenters to provide additional feedback to directly enhance competition in the fertilizer market.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.